Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. And welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant, the podcast where we talk to the leaders, the movers, and the shakers of the PHP community. It is my privilege to have as my special guest today, Mr. Joel Claremont. Say hello to everybody, Joel.
Hello, Internet.
And we're going to talk a little bit. Joel is the leader of MKE Pug?
Yes. Okay. Milwaukee PHP, yeah.
Milwaukee PHP. We'll throw a link to that in the show notes. But you got some other things going on. So let's talk first about some of the other things you've got going on, and then we'll transition into the user group. First of all, I know you have a newsletter because I get it every time you send it out.
Yes.
Talk to us about what your newsletter is, what the purpose of it is, why you started it, that kind of stuff.
So it was born out of an idea for a talk that I kept submitting to conferences called Learning How to Learn. And the idea behind it was I just saw this constant stress developers have, like, am I learning enough? Am I staying up to date? Do I really know PHP? Am I good? What should I be learning? What new things are coming out that interest me? How do I go about doing it? Like, what's an effective way? Do I buy a book? Do I go to a conference? Do I watch a video? And so kind of the point, even backing up before the talk that I would submit, was the book Pragmatic Thinking and Learning. Mm-hmm. And it took a very scientific approach, like talking about how the brain works and lots of detailed studies, and focused it on learning, like how to actually be effective at learning. And that just intrigued me. I read that book 2-3 times, took copious notes, and so to be honest, my talk submission got turned down several times, several conferences. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should just find another avenue for this. Well, meanwhile, it did get picked up. I gave it at Midwest PHP in 2013. It got a lot of feedback and just sort of reinforced the idea that this was something people were interested in and would find useful in their life.
Very interesting. And so you've got a newsletter now. Yeah. How often does the newsletter go out?
So theoretically, when I launched it, it was a weekly newsletter. That was in March, February, and I have sent 4 issues. So my last one was on time management, because that's a common complaint. I don't have enough time to learn something new, and so I'm going to take my own advice and actually buckle down and send it every other week is my current goal.
Very good, very good. Now, you've got the newsletter going. You're talking at conferences now because you are getting talks accepted.
Yep.
But you're also working on a book.
Yes. Yeah, the newsletter is sort of a trickle of information. It's sort of like a bite-sized chunk. I try to make sure it's something you can read in 5 to 10 minutes and has some takeaway. Like, I can go try this now and put it in practice. The book is a long-form version of that, not too long form, probably 150 pages. Also in sort of bite-sized chunks, very task-focused, but it gives me more room to share research I've read, to give multiple approaches, because people do have different learning styles. You know, in the newsletter, I maybe focus on what I found useful, but in the book, I can expand that and give numerous different ways for people to apply the information and find the one that's most effective for them.
Very interesting. Now, let's turn and talk a little bit about Milwaukee PHP User Group, or MKE Pug.
Yes.
And from what I understand, you get a lot of dog lovers following you.
Yes, the word pug, especially early on when we launched the Twitter account, I would say every week we'd get a few pug lover, you know, the dog, the ugly dog, people, and we'd always reply, no, not that pug. But yeah, it's we started the group in December 2009. Mm-hmm. We're going strong. We just had a recent visit from Brandon Savage and Larry Krell.
Oh, yeah.
Garfield.
Larry Garfield,
at, in just a week or two ago, and we had 41 people turn out, which is big for us.
Wow, that is excellent, yeah. And how did they do?
They did well.
That was the Crafting Code Tour?
Yes.
Yes.
I colloquially called it the Your Code is Crappy Tour because that was kind of the focus of at least the talks we had. But yes, the Crafting Code Tour was the official name.
Yeah, that was a great initiative put on by my good friend, Mr. Brandon Savage. I'm so happy that he did that. What was the biggest challenge in, or what is your biggest ongoing challenge with running a PHP user group?
So our challenge, and I say our because I have a fellow organizer, Jeremy D., who's actually coming up from Northern Illinois. So he crosses the border to help us organize this. But, you know, the challenge is really to find subject matter that can appeal to our wide range of skill levels of people that attend. And so we've done something interesting this year, with the exception of this last meeting with Brandon and Larry. We have been doing group coding. So we're building the MKE Pug trivia game. And so it's based, you know, loosely based on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. But just as an idea for people that are really starting out to those that are, you know, seasoned enterprise PHP devs, all can contribute.
Mm-hmm.
We pick one person to be the keyboard, and then us as a group drive that person. And it spurs a lot of interesting discussion. Sometimes that leads to debates, but we managed to keep it on the rails for the most part and gotten really good feedback.
Figuratively on the rails, though. You're not actually using... Yeah. Okay.
No, actually, part of the goal is not using any frameworks.
Oh,
so we
nice.
want to really focus on understanding the basics of PHP. And at some future point, I'd like to start introducing Aura is my favorite loosely coupled framework these days, to bring in some packages from that. But we want people to really understand the language that they're using.
Well, and that's a great way to do it, because we see so many people coming into PHP and all they know is a framework. And once you try to move beyond the commands that that framework gives you, they don't really understand PHP. And they would be so much better or so much more well-rounded developers if they learned the base language first, then select a framework to go with.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I compliment you on that. Matter of fact, I'd love to see a blog post or at least something on the UG admins mailing list that explains what you're doing and what your methodology is, because I'm sure user groups around the world would be very interested in that. That's a unique project. We've covered it. We've talked about it. But the last question I ask on every Voices of the Elephant is, what's your local user group and what's the URL?
The local PHP user group is mkepug.com, which I think redirects to .org. But I also have a functional programming user group, which is mkefp.com.
Boy, Larry Garfield must just love you.
Apparently. I don't know. He came up and visited us.
Well, Joel, I do appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. We're here at WordCamp Milwaukee, and you've taken time out to come and speak with us, and I do appreciate that. And I also want to say, on behalf of the PHP community, thank you for taking the time to be a leader in the community, because I know sometimes leading a user group is a thankless job. So thank you. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.